Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the C-Mac Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to your host, Mr. Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Ryan. Hello and good evening, everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I welcome you to the earnings call of C-Mac Limited for Q2 FY25. From the management side, we have Mr. Naveen Gupta, the Whole-Time Director, Mr. Vinay Kumar Agarwal, CFO, Mr. S.N. Mohanty, President, Corporate Affairs, Legal Services, and Company Secretary, Mr. Sunil Gupta, VP, Strategy and Investor Relations. We welcome the management of C-Mac on this call. Now, I invite Mr. Naveen Gupta, Whole-Time Director, to give his opening remarks, following which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Naveen Gupta, sir.
Thank you, Bala. Good evening, everyone. Firstly, I would like to thank you all for joining our Q2 and H1 Financial Year 25 earnings call. Today, joining me, Mr. Rakesh Airi, our CEO, Mr. Vinay Agarwal, CFO, and Mr. Sunil Gupta, Vice President, Strategy and Investor Relations. In reviewing the oil and gas industry landscape for the first half of 25, we see ongoing shifts shaped by challenges such as regulatory changes and geopolitical uncertainties. Nevertheless, the industry continues to show resilience, with sustained global demand underscoring the continued importance of oil and gas. While traditional energy remains significant, there is also a clear transition toward cleaner and more sustainable solutions, creating long-term growth opportunities for industry. In India, energy demand is expected to rise substantially, fueled by the economic growth and a population projected to become the largest in the world. Government initiatives, including the Union Budget's 35,000 crore rupees allocation for energy transition and security, along with a focus on infrastructure development, are positioning the industry for expansion. By 2030, India is expected to become the third-largest energy consumer, with annual energy demand growth anticipated at approximately 3%, significantly surpassing the global rate. For C-Mac, this trend presents notable opportunities, particularly within the offshore services. With our advanced fleet and skilled teams, we are well-positioned to support the incremental exploration and production activities for key clients, including ONGC, Aramco, and ADNOC. Several important developments occurred in the past quarter. On 26th of September 2024, we entered into a charter hire agreement with Supreme Hydro Engineering Private Limited for our vessel C-Mac 3. The 20-day period contract for underwater inspection work at Mumbai offshore field commenced in early October and was completed recently on 12th November. The project highlights our continued success in the high-value contract that contributes to our revenue. Additionally, our barge C-Mac Glorious began its second fair weather season with ONGC in the western offshore field on 16th of October, reflecting our ongoing partnership with the ONGC. We anticipate that this project will further solidify our position in the offshore support services market. Furthermore, our vessel C-Mac Princess has been remobilized to complete the third season of the Pipeline Replacement Project 7 with ONGC, with operation resuming in early November 2024. These projects, along with our other projects in pipeline, provide a strong foundation for growth in the second half of the year. With these developments in mind, we are focused on executing our strategy and leveraging our operational strength to build long-term value for our stakeholders. I will now hand it over to Mr. Vinay Agarwal, our CFO, who will walk you through the detailed financial performance for the second quarter.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Naveen. I warmly welcome everyone participating in today's Q2 and H1 Financial 25 earnings call. Allow me to walk you through the consolidated financial performance for the second quarter and half-year one FY25. Our revenue for the quarter rose to INR 110 crores compared to INR 98 crores in Q2 FY24, reflecting a 12% increase year-on-year. At the standalone level, revenue rose to rose by 32%. EBITDA for the quarter increased from INR 30 crores in Q2 FY24 to INR 38 crores in Q2 FY25, registering a robust growth of 26%. On a standalone basis, EBITDA increased by 18% on a year-on-year basis from INR 31 crore in Q2 FY24 to INR 37 crores in Q2 FY25. Profit after tax on consolidated basis stood at INR 0.2 crores against a loss of INR 14.5 crores for the same quarter in the previous year. At the standalone level, profit after tax increased from INR 2 crores in Q2 FY24 to INR 3 crores in Q2 FY25. CMAC remains in a strong financial position with a net cash surplus of INR 178 crores after adjusting the borrowing. The ROCE has improved to 14% and ROE to 16% on a consolidated basis. Looking ahead, we are confident in our ability to continue capturing growth opportunities in the offshore service sector. The demand for subsea inspection, maintenance and construction services remain robust, and we are well positioned to continue executing on our strategic priorities. Our fleet remains in high demand and we expect continued positive contribution from projects and ongoing work for ONGC. Overall, we are pleased with the performance thus far and are optimistic about the prospects for the second half of FY25. We remain committed to delivering sustainable growth and value for our shareholders. Thank you. I will now hand it back to the moderator to facilitate the question answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. A reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question comes from the line of Rajesh Jain from NV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good afternoon. I just wanted to ask one question. With half of the DSV and barge fleet now on new contracts, how does management expect the repricing of three more vessels in FY25?
Right. Can you come back? Your voice was not audible.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yeah. Now it is better.
Yeah, with half of the DSV and barge fleet is on new contracts, right? In last earnings call, you had said that we are planning the renewal of contracts. So, just wanted to understand the repricing of three more vessels, like in FY25.
Yeah. So the repricing will be happening, as we told that contract will be getting over, but this new tender will be coming in. So there is still some time for new tenders to come. But the, definitely these tenders will be coming, and when these tenders come, since the market has gone up, so there will be a repricing of the rate will be definitely taking place.
And like, could you also provide an update on any new vessels to be added, like apart from the one that you have already informed? Any new graphics planning?
Yeah, see, again, this is as we have told earlier also, it is an ongoing process. We continue to look for some good opportunity, whether it is for buying or selling or whatever it is. So as and when some good opportunity comes, definitely we will declare to the exchanges, so from where that you can get it the information. But yes, we continue to remain in the market for acquiring some vessels.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajiv Jha from RJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, Rajiv, you are audible.
Yes, sir. Sir, my first question is, sir, can you provide me an update regarding the average contract duration for our DSCs? And can you please explain how the shift from older rates to higher rates affected our top line in FY25?
Okay. See, the average tenure of the contract is normally around 3 to 5 years. But again, if you have seen our stock exchange filing, you will see there is a mix of information are there. Some contracts are on spot time based, spot contracts, so maybe for 1 year or 2 year basis. Some are 3 year and some are even 5 year contract also. So there is no fixed this thing or pattern in the contract duration.
Also, sir, could you provide me how much share does this charter hire rates have increased, and what do you expect for the rates going forward?
So the charter hire rates have increased, that is definitely there, but again each contract is structured in a different way. So some are pure charter hire contract, some are pure lump sum contract, and different scope. So there is no parameter or yardstick where we can say that okay, there has been that much kind of increase in the charter hire rate. But on basic level, that definitely there is a uptick and there is an increase in the charter rates.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question has been answered, and all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ram Bhakt Acharya from Diplomacy Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Mr. Ram, you are audible.
Yeah. So, sir, wanted to understand the timeline for repricing agreements. Are these typically renewed annually, or is there flexibility to adjust rates mid-contract as well?
No, this there is no possibility to increase the rate during the currency of the contract or middle of the contract. The repricing happen only once the contracts are over, and then typically all these tender contracts are rolling kind of thing. So new tender comes, and during that period of time, that repricing takes place.
Noted, sir. And sir, additionally, could you share the utilization rate or operating days for the past quarter, maybe 2 or 3 quarters?
Again, all this can be inferred from our stock exchange filing. Whenever our vessel goes on air and off air, we provide the information of stock exchange. So that is a information which is publicly available.
Got it, sir. And sir, one more question. For the OSV segment, what is the expected payback period, and how do its margin compare to those of the DSV segment?
See, the payback period, again, depending upon the age of the vessel and the price, it varies from asset to asset. But as a thumb rule, we try to get this payback between 5 to 7 years. And if it is going beyond 7 years, then we do not take the decision of buying the asset.
Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Avi Agarwal from Sky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to ask if you could update us about the status for OSV business. Earlier there were some technical issues, and what is the current status of deployment, and when can we expect the second vessel?
As you have seen that, okay, there were some issue which we have even intimated to stock exchange also. So now that vessel is now ready, there was some unfortunate incident that vessel has to be taken out and it has to be repaired. But now that vessel is ready, so maybe you will be soon seeing this exchange filing that vessel has been rehired again or put into the contract again very soon.
Okay. And in the last call, you had mentioned that the company is under consideration to liquidate some portion and maintain a small office and get the money back from the UK subsidiary. So any update on that?
Yeah, so that is an ongoing process. So that is going on. So on that also, we will be coming back to the exchanges as and when this is decided.
Okay. And by when can we expect activities in the East Coast? And if you could share the opportunity size and our share in that business.
Yeah, so East Coast, as we have conveyed even in that earlier call also, that there are opportunities which are coming up since the field is developing. So definitely there will be opportunities coming up. So soon we will be looking at something that's coming up in the East Coast as well.
Okay. 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 And so we have seen some YOY decline on margins. So any specific reason for that, and what kind of margins should we expect on an annual basis?
So margins may whatever margin insignificant dip was there, that will be made good going forward, and we are very confident that year on year basis we will be giving positive increment on our margins.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you. What was the reason you specified for the declining margins?
So reason being, in monsoon season our deployment is less, so because of less deployment our vessels which are not deployed, cost will remain there to be incurred. That's why our margins are less in this Q2 season.
Okay, and a follow-up for that, like what would be the total employment days in Q2? Deployment days.
In Q2, we have achieved a deployment of 51% overall.
So out of 3 months, there was 51% deployment, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And so my last question is that when will the dock be completed for CMAC Princess, Swordfish and Glorious Barge?
So,
okay, so dry dock for Swordfish for all the three vessels has been completed. And Barge Glorious has already moved on to do the work. And Princess is also moved, as if you have, as I mentioned during my introduction and during this opening notes, that the Princess and Barge has already started their work after the commencement of the working season. And Swordfish is also getting ready, and it will be soon deployed for some contracts.
Okay. Okay. Thank you a lot, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Darshil Shah from ABC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. First question would be, I just wanted to get an update for the STP Nishantar. Is it on schedule to be deployed by October 25?
Yeah, as of now, definitely this is on schedule only.
And what would be the payback period for this vessel?
The 5 years.
5 years, okay. Also, on the fuel cost, is it borne by us or by the customers?
Fuel cost is in most of the cases it is borne by the customer, except in the cases where we have taken a lump sum job. So, majority of our fleet is on the contract where client is bearing the fuel cost.
Okay. Another question would be on the working capital side. How is the working capital side, the working capital cycle looking at the moment for the company?
So as we close our Q2, our working capital cycle is around 75 days, which comprises of around 90 to 95 days of debtor. So overall working capital cycle is around 75 days.
And how are you going to improve it in the coming year?
So we have put in place for very close monitoring of our debtors, and we are putting best of our efforts in debtor realization. So we are hopeful to make it better by by 5 to 10 days in coming days.
And can I also get some views on the working capital cycle for the next 2 years, two financial years?
It would be too difficult to say right now, but we are hopeful to maintain same level, if not better.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sakshi Trivedi from Vijay Associates. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question would be, I think half of our DSF and barge fleet signed revised contracts in financial year 24. So what delta will it provide to us now for the growth in the coming financial year?
As Navinji said, we are already in three contracts. We are expecting renewal, which is CMAC 3, CMAC Princess and Swordfish. Depending on what kind of negotiations and commercial contracts are closed, it is little early, but definitely we are hopeful that there will be some benefit coming to the company in terms of repricing. Probably once these are done, exchange filings will be done and you will be able to get it from there. Okay.
Yeah. Another question would be, your vessels were up for repricing in financial year 25. So what's the update on that?
So that is what I said. In 25, we have three vessels where we are expecting repricing.
Right.
The tenders will come, and once the tenders come, we will be able to know once they are allotted. So there are three contracts which will be coming under repricing in H2.
Okay, got it. Another question would be, what are the levels for growth to significantly step up to your target ROC of 18-20% by financial year 26?
So ma'am, our current ROC as per the H1 numbers also, ROC is 14% and ROE is 16%. We are making all efforts to ensure that we work towards a profitable growth with right financial covenants, and basis that we are confident that by FY26 we should be able to achieve the ROC target that we have given earlier.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Jain from NV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
I had a follow-up. I read in a note that CMAC 3 and CMAC Princess
were... Can be a little louder?
Am I audible now?
Yeah.
I read a note that CMAC 3 and CMAC Princess were contracted till May 24 by L&T for EPC contracts. It mentions that the renewals were likely in Q3 FY25. Like, any updates on that end?
Yeah, so Rajesh, as we talk, the talks are going on to complete the formalities for that. There has been a significant discussion with the EPC contractor with whom we are going to contact it. But contracts and all these things are yet to be signed. So very soon there will be announcement on this aspect as well.
And also just wanted to understand, you had previously guided that we have not been affected by the volatility in crude oil prices, as
yeah.
This is mainly taken care of by clients.
Correct.
However,
correct.
That has not been cases for L&T, right?
No, even in case of this EPC contract, as I told you that when it is in our this cost only, so some impact is there, but now if you see, the prices have come down only. So the contract where we the prices which we have quoted, we have taken the price which is now higher than the current ruling price.
Okay, so like how should we look at the new contracts Q3 FY25 onwards?
It will be quite a good contract, it will be.
However, Rajesh, just to mention here, there has been slight delay which is beyond our expectation in terms of the renewal. So there will be some impact in Q3 with regard to the same.
Okay, and any percentage guidance on which by which our agreements have repriced, any guidance that you can give?
Since this is a bidding process, giving a guidance on repricing is not prudent here, Rajesh.
Got it.
It is done, we'll definitely inform exchange and that will be available to you.
Got it. Thank you, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Also, one thing on your UK side, we have been exploring opportunities at global scale, right? The Middle East and the UK.
Yeah.
So, any updates on new global opportunities from next financial year onwards or upcoming quarters?
No, that we are looking for those opportunities, but again, along with that, we are also looking for some suitable asset in the form of vessel and all these things. So, both the things are going on. So, as and when anything matures, definitely we will come back to you on that.
So, like looking in for a vessel means, planning to acquire a vessel
market? Yeah, correct.
And so, like, the acquisition would be under the subsidiary or how would it be processed?
Right now, it is too early for us to tell you, Rajesh, but definitely whether it is a subsidiary or CMAC, the consolidated numbers will definitely improve from what they are today.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you, Rai.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Darshil Shah from ABC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question again. Sir, actually looking at the trend of the company, I've recently started to track. What I've understood is that the September quarter for CMAC is always weak. So what are the major reasons for the same? And could you provide some outlook, like how would you rectify it, or is it something macro reasons where you guys cannot do sales?
Darshil, since there is a seasonality, because in Q2 it's a monsoon season where three of our vessels are generally off hire, and therefore you see volatility in Q3. As you rightly said, to better this volatility or mitigate this, ideally we would look for contracts which are full year contracts, which are diving support services. If we expand in that fleet area, then definitely the volatility on QOQ basis will reduce.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now hand the conference over to Bala Subramaniam for his closing comments.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all the participants. Mr. Ravin Mukta, sir, is there any final closer remarks from your side?
Thank you to all our investors who have taken out time and who are studying our company. We are very confident that we are working for the betterment of the company, and going forward, we should only improve from here. Stay connected, stay healthy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of CMAC Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.